Now, as these economics and strategy teams consider how many rate hikes are going to happen this year, they also have to consider what the size of the hikes are going to be at each meeting. And Raphael Bostic of the Atlanta Fed reportedly saying could be 50 basis points if it's necessary at the March meeting. Our Brian Chung is going to talk to him later today. I imagine that's going to be a topic of conversation, Brian.
I think it will be as well. Obviously, when we talk about the Fed's next moves, it's going to happen not so long from now, in about 5 weeks, in that mid-March meeting. They're going to move. That appears to be the case, as we heard from Jay Powell last week. And we also hear from the more dovish members of the Federal Reserve, like, for example, Minneapolis Fed President Neel Kashkari, who I spoke to in Minneapolis on Friday, who said he appears to be favoring a first rate hike after the pandemic in mid-March. That's pretty remarkable for one of the members considered to be one of the more dovish policymakers on the Federal Open Market Committee. But take a look at what the Atlanta Fed President Raphael Bostic told the Financial Times over the weekend. Quote, if the data say that things have evolved in a way that a 50 basis point move is required or would be appropriate, then I'm going to lean into that. If moving in successive meetings makes sense, I'll be comfortable with that. Now, what's interesting about this is that when we talk about all the Wall Street bets on how many rate hikes we're going to get, when you see, for example, Bank of America say 7 rate hikes, what that doesn't tell you is what might be the progression of those rate hikes and how large might those rate hikes be. Because when we talk about 1 or 2 or 3 rate hikes, oftentimes people are referring to each of those rate hikes being the equivalent of about 25 basis points in hikes to short-term interest rates. The reason why we talk about 25 basis points is because we haven't seen a 50 basis point increase in one move since 2000. It's been over 20 years since we've seen something like that. Should the Fed be expected to do something like that in March, it would not only be a precedent that we haven't seen in 2 decades, but it will also be interesting to see if it could do the job of quelling inflation. Keep in mind, Fed funds futures markets right now pricing in about a 15% chance of a 50 basis point hike in that next meeting. So it's definitely a non-zero chance. But of course, we'll have the Atlanta Fed President Raphael Bostic to perhaps elaborate on those remarks later on. That'll be coming on Yahoo Finance around 1:30 Eastern time, which you'll be able to tune in right here, guys.
Brian, you think as more of these Fed members hit the media circuit in the coming days, do you think we'll see more float the potential for a 50 basis point rate hike in March?
Well, I think that markets are already pricing that in, as I showed kind of with the Fed funds futures already pricing in that 15% chance. But we have to just kind of embrace ourselves for the volatility through that commentary, because again, that Financial Times kind of report that we had had over the weekend, and we'll get more elaboration on that later on, was just embracing the possibility of a 50 basis point hike, which we already knew because the Fed chairman was asked about this in his press conference last week. Is it going to be on the table for the Fed to do increments in more than 25 basis points at a singular moment in time? And the Fed chairman kind of dodged the question, but he didn't say no. And that's important because if the Fed is actively not saying that something's off the table, that means it probably is on the table. So this, however, is a bit of a communications challenge. How do you say that something's possible without saying that's exactly what you're going to do? That's something that obviously markets might be sensitive to following the Atlanta Fed president's commentary and perhaps the commentary of other Fed officials in the weeks to come as well.
And the other thing that we have to talk about as the backdrop for this week is sort of global coordinated or not coordinated, but global tightening, right? Because we've got the Bank of England and the ECB both meeting this week, and there's talk about Bank of England also doing back-to-back tightening.
Yeah, well, the Bank of England is expected to raise interest rates to a target of, I believe it's 0.5% on their short-term interest rate. And they're also expected to move on quantitative tightening. This is the process of allowing any assets that they've purchased through the course of the pandemic to fall off of its balance sheet. That means that the Bank of England is a few steps ahead of the Federal Reserve, because keep in mind, the Fed is still, as of right now, adding assets to its balance sheet. But the Fed has signaled that it's likely later in the year, after it eventually raises interest rates, to start to allow its balance sheet to shrink. So the Bank of England a little bit ahead of the curve on that front, but the bank or the European Central Bank is actually on a completely different side of the equation here. What's interesting is that the markets are not really pricing in any sort of quantitative tightening or interest rate hikes until 2023. And a big reason for that is because inflation and wage pressures just simply haven't been as elevated in the Eurozone as they are here in the United States. Take, for example, the data out of Germany just this morning, where inflation clocked in, I believe it was at 4.9% year over year in January. That's actually a step down from December. So inflation is starting to come down a little bit, although above target still. That's a big reason why the ECB might want to wait a little bit longer. But of course, we'll see if the Federal Reserve's hawkish pivot maybe convinces the ECB to do something the same very soon.
We will keep an eye on it for sure. And we will as well keep an eye on that interview that you're doing with Rafael Bostic. As you mentioned, that's this afternoon at 1:30, the president of the Atlanta Fed. Going to be a lot of interest in those comments.